Well, the Storm Lake School Spotlight focusing on music this morning, and to help me with that is a senior, Linda Torres. Linda, thanks a lot for the time. I know you and many students are looking forward to the concert coming up next Monday. Let's hear some information.
Yeah, we are very excited for this concert. Things are going really well at the high school. We are practicing a lot, and we are really excited to show the community what we've been working on.
Yeah, it starts at what, 7 o'clock next Monday?
Yep. 7 o'clock.
Well, I know the showcase of music has been traditionally terrific at Storm Lake High School. It is every single year, this year being no exception. Give us just a little bit of information regarding what music you might be singing here this evening.
Yep, some of the music we are singing is Gloria and also Greensleeves, and of course a Hallelujah Chorus. And also in the music program, we would be singing the Windmaster Carol.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of the stuff that we've been working on, and
okay.
We've been working really hard on them.
Yeah, and I think, now how long have you been involved in choir, Linda? All 4 years
yep,
of high school?
Yep, all 4 years.
Okay, and if I'm right now, at the holiday concert, usually the choir is the last to perform, right?
Yes.
And is there always an opportunity for anyone in the crowd to join all of you students and sing a song?
Of course. We have the Hallelujah Chorus where...
Yeah.
Usually a lot of people love mm-hmm. to join us there.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing when everyone comes into the crowd and, into the stands.
Yeah.
And to sing with us and a lot of the alumni from Storm Lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times. Of course, I was not among you because I would not want to ruin it with my singing. But it's really cool, and I think that's a nice tradition that you keep going at Storm Lake High School. And I also, while I have you on the phone here with the School Spotlight, Linda, I want to ask you about Allstate recently and how you and some of your fellow classmates did.
Yeah, we had an amazing time in Ames at the Iowa State University. We performed at the Allstate, and some of my classmates would be Danielle Reyes, Nagua Tutt, and Chantala Brownfield, Christian Kelly. Those people were in the choir, and we also had two make it for band,
mm-hmm.
which would be Marie Hart and Kylie Shannon.
Wow.
And we all had an amazing time there.
Now, have you been at Allstate prior?
No. I believe this was all of our first year, except for the two band students. I believe they were in Allstate before.
So what was that like for you? What was that experience like? Because there are a lot of you down at Allstate at ISU. What was that like?
We were so excited, the fact that we were only 17% chosen, and just working with the director there, it was amazing.
That's a great honor.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite singer?
Do I have a favorite singer?
Yeah.
Yes, I have a favorite singer, which would be Shelby O'Bannon. She graduated a few years ago, and she's an amazing singer.
Wow, no, I thought you were going to say, like, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, or Mariah Carey, and you throw Shelby O'Bannon at me.
Yep, wow. She's amazing.
That is, when I see Shelby next time, I'm going to tell her you said that. That's really cool.
I hope she hears this.
Yeah, I do too. Well, Linda Torres, you are a great young person. I hope nothing but success for you in the future, and 1 week from tonight, 7 o'clock, it's the annual concert for the Storm Lake High School students. Linda, have a great show. And that's our school spotlight this morning, right here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.